From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. A bill that would give families almost $7,000 per child to help toward private school tuition or homeschooling costs got a rocky reception when it first came before state lawmakers. Now, the bill has cleared its first major hurdle. We start with that in this week's legislative update. Joining me once again is Todd Stacey, host of Capital Journal on Alabama Public Television. Todd, good to have you back.
Good to be here.
This bill is called the Price Act, and when we talked about it before, lawmakers had a lot of questions about it, but now it's through a Senate committee. What changed?
Well, it had a pretty significant amendment. Originally, it was estimated that the bill would, if it became law, would cost the Education Trust Fund about $500 million, maybe even more than that. That obviously concerned a lot of lawmakers because that's a lot of money. Senator Stutz, who's the sponsor of the bill, included an amendment capping that at $50 million. So for the first 3 years, if this bill was enacted, only $50 million could be spent on these education savings accounts. So it dramatically reduced the bill in scope.
When we talked about it last time, you noted it doesn't have the same transparency or accountability measures as similar laws in other states. What does the current bill do with regard to that?
No, and in fact, I spoke with Senator Stutz and asked him about that, if he would be willing to accept an amendment that included accountability measures, essentially just allowing the state to track the progress of any students who choose this choice option. And he said no. He said the ultimate accountability in his mind is the parents. He wants parents to have this choice, this freedom, free of any mandates on accountability. But interestingly, there's now been a bill filed in the House from Representative Danny Garrett and Terry Collins that is essentially a lot like the Price Act, a lot of the same ideas on education savings accounts and choice, but it does have those accountability provisions. It does require students to essentially show whatever progress they're making academically.
A House committee delayed a bill that would create a process for reviewing what students read in school to make sure that they follow the state's core values. Now, Todd, first of all, what does this bill do?
This has to do with the state's literacy task force. This was a task force that was set up by the Alabama Literacy Act that passed back in 2019. You know, this is in response to the state being ranked dead last in reading and math, but especially reading. And the Literacy Task Force is charged with figuring out which curriculum is best and which tests, you know, which assessments are best in order to achieve those goals. These are expert educators on this task force. And so what Garrett's bill does and really change the makeup of that board, of that task force, and also importantly, it weakens the requirement that whatever curriculum and assessments that this task force comes up with are actually adopted in schools. It really made a lot of his committee members nervous. So they didn't really want to move forward. They said, look, we want to hear from the education community. Mr. Garrett was a little frustrated, I think, that he couldn't just kind of move this bill ahead, but his fellow committee members weren't ready to do that without more conversation with the education community.
So this idea of a core value that's in the bill, what constitutes a core value?
I don't know, and it doesn't say in the bill, and so that's another thing. Some lawmakers are loath to move forward on something that there's so many questions about.
Well, there's no question the relationship between the United States and China has become fraught as that country takes a larger role in the world stage. Now, the Alabama House has passed a bill that bans Chinese citizens or entities from buying property in Alabama, and while this passed, I gather there was a pretty fierce debate around it.
There was some healthy debate on the House floor. It actually led to the bill getting carried over and amended and changed a bit. Representative Scott Stadhag, and he's the House Majority Leader, this is his bill, and he says it's aimed at protecting Alabama land from being bought up by the Chinese Communist Party. But it goes kind of further than that because it would bar any non-resident Chinese citizen or entity from purchasing land in Alabama. Some of the concerns about the bill were from those who said, well, look, we've got Chinese companies that employ people here. Would this put them in jeopardy or future economic prospects? It eventually passed. We'll see how far it goes. You never know on an issue like this that did see a lot of debate in the House, whether or not the Senate will take it up. but it's in their hands now.
Todd Stacey is host of Capital Journal on Alabama Public Television. You can hear from him most Fridays during the legislative session. Todd, thanks for your time.
Thank you.